Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today with Green County High School is the Senior Class Vice President, Lucy Dudley, joining us now. So thank you very much, Lucy, for coming on.
You're very welcome, Coltrane.
All righty. Well, being a part of student council, I hear you've had a rather busy year so far, and typically here in the later part of fall, early part of winter, is when you really get a lot of activities together, namely you kind of jumpstart everything with your blood drive. Can you tell us about the numbers and how successful that event was for you this year?
Yes, a couple of weeks ago we had our blood drive, and we filled all of our 36 slots. We had 29 successful donors. We are very impressed on our numbers. 22 of those were actually first-time donors.
And what does that say as far as trying to, you know, help out the blood bank? Because I keep getting emails and messages from them that they're in desperate need of folks. And when you tell me that you have 29 of your 36 that were able to donate this year, that's just got to be fantastic for you all to be able to celebrate.
Yes, absolutely. It's really important that we're trying to save lives and we're using our health to provide health to our community and people in need of blood.
And then coming up later this week, of course, you've got your annual traditional Veterans Day program, which I hear is kind of reverting back to the olden days before COVID. Can you tell us a little bit about the plans? And first of all, tell us when and what time that'll be occurring.
Yes. Yeah, so on Thursday, November 11th, we will be holding our annual Veterans Day program. We will start that off at 7:30 in the main entrance of the building facing the casino. We will welcome all veterans in. There will be members of the student council there to assist any people that need assisted inside to our Ram restaurant. There in the Ram restaurant at 7:30, we will begin serving coffee and pastries. Following that, we will go into the auditorium and our program will begin at 8:30. There will be a local veteran speaker. There will be a band, a choir, and poems and videos.
What was it like to be able to plan something out that you had more definite ideas of being able to do stuff instead of having it kind of all thrown in the air with COVID in the mix last year?
It's very important to me because we need to have that school unity back together. Would really like to get our new building involved and integrated with the community by welcoming into our building consistently, whether it be for a fundraiser or a program as special as Veterans Day.
And can you tell us a little bit about, as far as the band music side, what's going to be happening there? Because I assume that's going to kick off the program.
Yes. So we will begin it by doing the national anthem, of course. We have a flag in our auditorium. After that, so it will be the band at Green County High School. And then following that, the Green County All-State Choir will be performing a few ensembles.
Did you have any aspect of that particular program, Lucy, that you kind of headed up or were involved with as far as one particular aspect?
Yes, getting it out to the public. I'm in green spaces right now, and I work with the elderly at the Gardens of Jefferson, so I know how difficult it is to get out the word to the community, not through a social media platform, considering they really do not have that, but by putting it into the newspaper and putting up signs at local facilities.
Some other things for Veterans Day. I know you talked about getting that community involvement again and trying to get the community re-engaged with the school. I assume then that means you're allowing the public to come and see your Veterans Day program.
Yes, absolutely. 8:30, you can enter through the main entrance and you will be welcomed into our school with open arms.
Now, is there any COVID precautions or things that people need to know about when they come into your facility?
As of right now, the Green County High School is not mandating masks, but you can definitely wear them and they are recommended.
And then let's talk about some other ideas and plans that the student council is currently working on. You may not have it all nailed down yet, but talk to us about some other things that you've got in the works.
So we have mentioned doing some sort of a donation charity drive for Thanksgiving, whether it be a can drive or whether it be a Thanksgiving box. We have not decided on anything specifically, but more information will come after we nail down this Veterans Day.
So with that idea in mind, is that going to benefit any particular organization in the community?
Yes, absolutely. It will benefit the ARC, the food pantry, and many families in need in our community.
And then also, I understand you're also looking forward to the winter time where you've got some other Christmassy type of event that you're trying to plan for.
Yeah, so our main goal this Christmas is to place a Christmas tree in our commons and to pack that tree with hats and gloves to keep Greene County children and adults warm this winter.
With COVID now starting to kind of, I don't want to say die off, but subside a little bit, trying to reengage that community, how important is that, Lucy, that you can tell us from Student Council's perspective to really get that community back engaged? Because last year you weren't allowing anybody inside your building, and that kind of maybe had a somber note for the students and the staff, I'm sure, too.
Yes, I feel like the spirit in our school definitely died after COVID, and we are trying our best to get that spirit back out. We're trying to engage with the public and get the school to be a part of the community, just like it was within our old building.
And obviously, one of the bigger things that people tend to think about is your Veterans Day program, circling around back to that. How important is it to honor your local veterans here in Greene County?
It's extremely important. They gave and sacrificed their lives for us. And after working with the elderly and many World War II and Korea veterans, I have a certain and more respected value for our veterans. They're giving their lives for us. We need to honor them.
So how important is it for you to be on student council? How important has this year been for you to engage with your fellow classmates and just come up with ideas like this to, again, go back to that community involvement?
It's been very important considering it's my senior year, my final year being on student council, so my fourth year in all. And I feel as though as a senior, I have a stronger voice and I get to do multiple things that I would like to do and my classmates would like to do.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Greene County program here with Greene County High School Senior Class Vice President and Member of Student Council is Lucy Dudley. Joining us once again, Community State Bank in Payton is an independent, locally owned bank in business since 1956. Back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.